I love this life. I love Tux FM
107.2.
If you just tune in, this is Tux FM's afternoon drive with your lovely lady Nane. I'm being featured here by Hwaps, and he's holding down all the news and sports and look, keeping you updated on what's happening in the outside world. Otherwise, we have our most anticipated guest, what we can identify as a house music sensation. We have Lady Zamar in studio. Lady Zamar, how are you?
I'm great, thanks, my lady, yourself.
I'm well, thank you. First of all, I feel like, you know, people like to perceive artists as superheroes. I personally feel like you guys are superheroes, but, you know, at the end of the day, you guys are human. So I'm going to ask you a question you don't really get at most radio stations. How was your day today?
Oh my gosh, it was long.
Is it?
Yeah, I woke up this morning so tired from the weekend, and I had to go to other places, and then I had the most filling meal for lunch. My gosh, so I'm really tired.
Okay, not a problem. I'm going to take it back to, you know, where you grew up and everything. I understand that you grew up in Pretoria.
Yes.
Okay, so would you say that, you know, Pretoria influenced the sound that you produce?
No.
Nothing.
Not even.
And also, you know, in the past you've worked with the likes of DJ 40 and many other artists before flying solo. What would you say you learned from them, you know, during that process?
I think more than anything, I learned control, recording control, how to control my voice on the mic, because it's not the same. I just came from a lot of performances. It's December, going into the new year, and I've just been on the road forever.
Mm-hmm.
And I started recording my new album. I literally checked how I am so inclined to now perform when I'm recording, and I had to like check myself, like, whoa, this is a studio, this is not a live performance. So I think I learned a lot about how to control my voice, the emotions, how to convey the message clearly through all those experiences. A lot of misses, but yeah.
So now I'd like to ask, why did you decide to fly solo?
I was born alone, man.
Yeah, no, like, shout out.
For real. Like, I'm not a twin. My sisters and I, we're close, but we're not, like, that close to a point where I've always felt like I need to be with someone. And I'm a very independent person. I've got my own. I'm very opinionated. So imagine I'm a female and I work with a lot of males. And imagine how the conversations must be in studio.
Yeah, no, yeah.
It's a tug of war. So I realized that I'm not the type of person who can take a lot of this whole let's share
everything, you know.
And I want people to understand that it's really allowed. Like, you can be a group person, but you can also be a solo person.
No, that's true. There's nothing wrong
with that. So I chose solo because I had very distinct ideas and I had very distinct ways I wanted to perform and sing and the way I wanted to dress, and I didn't want it to reflect anyone but me.
Yeah, true.
So that's why I decided to go solo.
Individuality is key.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you, you know, we're going to go back to the music now, because I'm wondering, and I know a lot of people also have been wondering, do you write your own music?
Yes. I know there's some people who think that they write for me.
Mm-hmm.
I once heard an interview with a certain DJ producer I did a song with, and he actually said that we wrote the song, and I had a moment like, what? You didn't do no writing, nigga. I wrote the song. I write all my songs. There's no song that I don't write.
Okay,
you understand? If I'm singing it, I write it, because I feel like it's very important to really tell your truth.
Yeah.
And not, I can sing other people's songs. I have in the past, but right now I write my own songs, and in the future I'll most probably get someone to help me out. Yeah.
Okay. So now we're going to be chatting about your latest album, King Zamar.
Yeah.
First of all, congratulations on your South African Music Awards.
Thank you. That is so
awesome. You won the best album for dance.
Yes.
Dance music album, and it was amazing. Did you expect it?
No, I did not. I mean, there was Merlon, Clark, Prince KB, Ganyani. I was up against the guys.
Yeah.
The ones that have been
the game.
And here I come, and my entire album is just me. Their albums have got so many different feels and textures. It was not like something I was thinking, oh yeah, I'm gonna win this, you know. No. And it hasn't been won by a female in 12 years.
Yo.
So you can imagine that was a lot of pressure too.
It was. And what's your favorite, personal favorite on your album? Which one is the one that
currently it has to be What You Need and Collide, obviously.
Collide. That's the one that we absolutely love. So now I'm going to ask you about, you know, your features. You featured Mpumi and Ayanda Gia on your album.
On the original album.
Yeah. How do you choose people to feature on your album?
I go with energy, to be fair. Like, mm-hmm. even when it comes to me featuring on other people's songs, it's really about the energy. Do we share creative, the same kind of creative space? Do mm-hmm. do we respect music? Because a lot of people don't respect music out there, and you'll never catch me in their shadows. Hell no. You understand? Because I find it so important for when I'm in studio, you need to understand the effort that I'm making. You know, and some people don't understand the effort that you make to sing. Singing is an everyday 24/7 job. It's not something that just happens in studio and on the road. It's something that you have to be actively pursuing at every moment of every day.
True. So in future, who would you absolutely love to collaborate with internationally and locally?
Internationally, it has to be Disclosure, Rudimental. It has to be Calvin Harris, David Guetta. I would love, love, love to work with Kygo and Imagine Dragons.
Uh-huh.
Like, then there's Galantis. I don't know if you say Galantis or Jalantis, but I love those people. Like, I love music that makes people happy and makes people dance. So those are the kind of people that I'd like to collaborate with. In Africa, I think I'd really love to work with Tekno, Davido, AKA. And who else? Oh, man, there's so many, but yeah, those are the people
I can see it happening soon. With that voice of yours, I feel like it's happening very soon. So now, you know, I'm going to go back to, you know, King Zomar. Is it a personal album? Is it based on a true story? Are you, you know, reflecting what you felt?
Yeah, it's based on a true story. I record everything in bursts of 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't really explain it because I know it sounds silly. It sounds weird, mm-hmm. actually. But I go through, I think every human being goes through changes, and you have, like, seasons in your life, you know, and some people's seasons are shorter, some people's seasons are longer. So I go through the 2 year things where every 2 years it's almost like I'm a different person. So I like to record that so that I never forget. So even with the next album, it's literally been a 2 year journey where I've been recording everything, documenting myself almost like memoirs. So my albums are really about the journeys and the experiences I've had that I also feel other people have.
That's true. Now I'd like to, you know, ask, if you could, you know, go back in time, what would you tell 18-year-old you?
I think I'd tell myself to just go straight and study creative writing, man. Like, I took too long to get to that degree. Like, I feel like I would have been great.
If you did creative writing earlier,
You know, I would have been a greater artist right now. Mm-hmm. Like, I know this for a fact because I was passionate about literature since I was like 7, 8. You know, so if I had just gone straight into it, I would, and didn't have to live through the stereotypes of how can you study something that has to do with reading? That's so normal, you know, and people want you to study things that got to do with numbers. And I remember when I left engineering, they're like, but how could you leave such an amazing degree?
People always expect you to, you know, go into engineering, doctor.
Had I known that I'd be happier, I would have been most likely one of the biggest writers in Africa at this point. But it took me so long. I had to get over so many things, and I had so many insecurities on the qualification itself.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to encourage young, and I'll speak specifically to African kids,
mm-hmm.
Young Black African children, that don't ever allow the misfortunes of the past to define the things that you want to be in the future, because that is the worst thing that you can do. And don't think that just because your parents don't agree with it at that point, they won't, because you know how it is. Success is success.
Success is success.
So be successful at what you do. Be happy and be happy, love what you do, and you will be successful.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, it's between you and yourself.
Yeah.
You look at yourself, you rate yourself, and what you did to obtain that success has to make you happy.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us, Ladies Ma. I want to ask, you know, in the spirit of the 012 Pride, and because mm-hmm. you're also from Pretoria, would you be able to please sing the traffic for us? It's just 4 bulletins.
Okay, I'm going to sing it.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, I'm just, can I get like a rhythm of some sort? Like a douche. Pretoria, N1 northbound, roadworks, 2 lanes, closed at Pumlani Plaza due to paving replacement work. SKM Patlela Drive. Traffic lights not working at Johannes Ramakhosi Street, Khosi Mampuru Street. Traffic lights not working at Skateboard Avenue, Nina Asita Street. Traffic lights not working at Princess Park Avenue.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us. It's been an absolute delight. So can we expect, you know, another album coming soon in the pipeline?
Oh, definitely.
Yes, thank you so much. I'm so excited.
You guys have my single, right? Dreaming. There's another single coming soon, so just wait for that, and then we're gonna do the whole drum roll in January 2019, and we'll release the dates.
Thank you so much for joining us. It's been an absolute delight. You're so wonderful to talk to, and you look as good as you sound.
Thank you very much.
Check out King's Amar. It's available everywhere. You literally have no reason not to check it out. It's available everywhere at your fingertips. Otherwise, in the meantime, we're going to be talking about lucky objects if you're lucky, and we're going to see how you work around that. Anyway,
I am young, I am now, I am Tux FM
107.2.